So let's review. The Gemara earlier cited Reb Shimon who ruled, Oichel shata yochel achil achim kara oichel. Oichel shiyata yochel achil achim in the kara oichel. Only food that may be fed to others is susceptible to tumas oichel. But food that is asa b'hano and may not be fed to others is not susceptible to tumas oichel because it's not considered food. However, if it was permitted at one point, it is considered food and it is susceptible to tumas oichel. Furthermore, an item of hektish that can be redeemed and become permitted is considered as if it had indeed been redeemed and had a shasa kosher earlier, if mitzvah leftaisa, it's a mitzvah to redeem it. The Gemara challenges this from a b'raisa. Lon lefnei zrika, einu mitamet tumas eichlin. If a carbon was left overnight before the zrika was performed, it's not susceptible to tumas eichlin because it never became muta b'achila. And the Gemara asks, mitzvah lemizrikei v'ibayi zarek. It's a mitzvah to perform the zrika, and we could have performed the zrika, and yet it's not considered as if the zrika was done and it became fit to be eaten to be susceptible to tumas eichlin. The Gemara answers, lohoisus shahis b'yem lemizrikei. The b'raisa refers to a case where there was not enough time left in the day to perform the zrika, and therefore it never had a shasa kosher. The b'raisa continues, pigul bein b'kachim kachim bein b'kachim kalim ein mitamet tumas eichlin. Any type of carbon that became pigul is not susceptible to tumas eichlin. The Gemara assumes the pigul bezrika. The carbon became pigul during zrika. Therefore, the Gemara asks, mitzvah lemizrikei v'boy zarek. It's a mitzvah to perform the zrika, and we could have performed the zrika, and yet it's not considered a shasa kosher before it became pigul. The Gemara answers, the pigul b'shchita. It became pigul during shchita, and so it never had a shasa kosher when the zrika could have been performed properly. Alternately, the Gemara suggests lon mamish and pigul b'zrika. The b'raisa indeed refers to a case where the carbon was left overnight and the zrika could have been performed, and where the carbon became pigul during zrika. However, it's not considered a shasa kosher because there's a difference between the cases. Shimon holds that regarding pidyon, we do consider something that could be redeemed as if it were redeemed, because as Rashi explains, the mechusa pidya devar ba'almaninu. He merely needs to declare the item redeemed. Since there is no physical act necessary, it's considered as if it took place. However, regarding zrika, we do not say that because we could have done the zrika, it's considered as if the physical act of zrika took place. The Gemara challenges this distinction from a Mishnah. There's no prohibition of me'ilah on an item that was permitted to the Kohen at one time, but there is a prohibition of me'ilah on an item that was never permitted to the Kohen. And the Mishnah explains. If the carbon was left overnight, or became tamei, or was removed from the mikdash, it's considered that it had been permitted to the Kohen at some point earlier. The Gemara assumes lana mamish. This means that the blood was literally left overnight. Nevertheless, it is considered that it had a hetel kahanim, presumably because ibay havazarku. He could have performed the zrika. Rav Ashi answers by differentiating between the halachas of meila and tuma. Meila mishum kedusha v'lav kedushahi labasa depakala kedushasei b'may hadra rachvala. The halacha of meila depends on whether the item is presently sanctified or not. If this kedusha leaves, because it's considered as if the zrika already took place, then it will not return, even if the zrika did not actually take place. However, tuma mishum ochla v'lav ochlahi kol hecha dezarek mash v'le ochla u'metamet tumas eichlan hecha deloy zarek loy mash v'le ochla v'le metamet tumas eichlan. The halacha of tuma depends on whether it is considered food or not. Therefore, if the zrika took place, it's considered food, and it is mekabel tumas eichlan. If the zrika can no longer take place, even if the zrika was initially possible, it is not considered food, and it is not makabel tumas eichlin. The Gemara challenges this distinction from a Mishnah. Maybe ashram tali benoidish leichata. If someone brought an ashram tali, the carbon for one who was unsure whether he's liable for a chatas, and they then discovered that he was not liable, imat shalei nishchet noideloi, yotze v'yira be'edah divrei meir. If he realized before the carbon was slaughtered, there's a three-way machlokes. The Tanakhama says that the animal is treated like ordinary chul. It must graze until it becomes blemished and is then sold, and its proceeds used for a carbon. A third opinion, the carbon is sacrificed because even if it will not atone for this sin, it will atone for other sins. Because he holds, one can donate an ashram tali even if he's not liable. However, the Mishnah continues, if mishanishchad noideloi, adam yishafich v'abas yisarf. If he realized that he was not liable after the carbon was loaded, the blood is spilled out and the meat is burned. However, nizrik adam habasi achal. If he realized after the zrika was already performed, the meat is permitted because the entire carbon was offered out of doubt, and at the time of zrika, he was still in doubt. However, v'biyesi amrafila hadam b'kois yizarek v'habasi achal. it's permitted like a tchila to perform zrika and eat the meat, because Rabbi explains he agrees with Reb Shimon, who rules kol ha'emet lizarik kezarik dami. Since the blood was meant to be thrown, it is as if the zrika was already performed. Here we see that we do use this principle of ibay zarik to render something as food. The Gemara answers that the above is not Reb Yasi's reasoning. Rather, hayne time in the Reb Yasi, the ksav of klisharis mekashen es apsulin liketchil likarif. The reason is because the klisharis sanctified the blood to allow the zrika to be performed liketchila, even if the carbon is rendered pasul. Zok the Mishnah, hoy maharei alai b'machvas, v'hevi b'machashas, b'machashas, v'hevi b'machvas. Someone made a neder to bring a mincha prepared in the machvas, a flat pan, which results in a harder bread, and instead brought a mincha prepared in the machashas, a deeper pan, which results in a softer bread, or vice versa. Mashahevi hevi, v'idecha vasu lo yatza. The mincha is kasher, but he has not fulfilled his obligation, and he must bring another mincha. As Rashi explains, the emer lei l'shem nidra hevia, elin endav acherasi. The mincha is kasher because what he brought was not designated specifically for his nether. Therefore, it's not the wrong mincha, but a different mincha. However, the Mishnah continues, if he said, zu lehevi b'machvas, behevi b'machashas, b'machashas vehevi b'machvas, hariz b'psula. If he made an adav by saying, I will bring this flour as a mincha's machvas, and instead brought it as a machashas or vice versa, the mincha is possible because it is the wrong mincha. He designated it as one type of mincha and brought another type of mincha. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, Oim ha'arei alai shnei esreinis, lehevi b'kli echad, vehevi b'shnei kelim. Or, b'shnei kelim, vehevi b'kli echad. If someone made a neder to bring a mincha of two esreinim to be prepared in one kli, as one large mincha, and instead prepare the mincha in two kelim as two separate menachas, or vice versa, mashahevi hevi, v'dei chavasa layatza. The mincha is kosher, but he has not fulfilled his obligation, and he must bring another mincha. However, if he said, elu b'kli echad, vehevi b'shnei kelim, or b'shnei kelim, vehevi b'kli echad, harei elu b'sulim. If he made a nedava by saying, I will bring this flour as one mincha and one kli, and instead brought it in two kelim or vice versa, the mincha is pasul because it is the wrong mincha. He designated it as one type of mincha and brought another type of mincha. However, the Mishnah continues, if he said, Hare alai shnei esreinis, lehevi b'kli echad, behevi b'shnei kelim, if he made a neder to bring two esreinim and one kli, and instead brought it in two kelim, and amru lai b'kli echad nedarta, he was reminded of his original pledge, hekrevan b'shnei kelim psulin b'kli echad ksherin. If he ignored them and continued to bring them in two kalim, they're possible, because he was reminded of his pledge, and so he certainly meant this mincha to be the fulfillment of his obligation, and it is the wrong mincha. However, if he brought them in one kli, they're kosher, because then it's a different mincha. Similarly, the Mishnah concludes, if he said, Harei alai shnei esreinis, lahavi b'shnei kalim, v'hevi b'kli echad. If he made a neder to bring two esreinim and two kalim, and instead brought it in one kli, and amru lai b'shnei kalim nadarta, he was reminded of his pledge, Hekraven b'shnei kelim kasherin, nasnul kli echad kashtei menachas shenisarvu. If he indeed brought them as in two utensils, they're kosher, because he fulfilled his pledge. But if he brought them in one kli, it is treated like two separate menachas that were combined, which is discussed at length earlier in Daf Chav Gimel.